Time now for the worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church here on AM 1380 WPHM, Port Huron.
For the sake of your name,
Port Huron, the United States, Canada, and across the world. This is Our Savior Lutheran Church. We're so glad you turned radio on. This is the best day of
this is also our prelude, Make Us One by Twilight Paris, message we need to hear in this nation.
We have lots to give you.
It's okay, Hope.
We are very happy that you helped turn us on. We have lots to share for you. We hope all is well. One day, one step at a time, as we move forward to healing, to getting together.
And we have two meetings this week. Tuesday night, we have the trustees at 6:30. Thursday night, we have an executive committee meeting to talk about filling the position of the office of a treasurer, 6:30. So pray for your leaders as they gather safely and gather to make decisions. And for those of you on those responsibilities, be here for those at meetings, please. So this is the Sunday, January 24th of Epiphany. It is the third Sunday of this season that we are in. And it is also sponsored by Ann McRae of Our Savior. My hunch is it was probably done by individuals in this church, or one individual, because this is a birthday Sunday for Ann McRae, and she doesn't want me to say this, but we all know the secret. She's 94 years old. God bless you, Ann, and God bless your life as it continues. So our gathering hymn this day is Holy, Holy, Holy by Silas. We listen, we worship.
Saints adore thee.
hopefully that hymn will stir your soul and wake you up out of your slumber of the previous night. When I select the selections from the various artists out there in Christian hymnody, I do it with familiarity, I do it with inspiration, I deal it with the words, and I also deal it that stirs it. So watch the theme that develops in the music of today. But that was holy, 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 and we enter into the presence of that holy God with the invocation. So we gather this morning to worship our God, revealed to us as our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose voice is upon the waters, whose mercy is poured out upon all people, whose goodness cascades over all creation.
Amen.
Amen. Let us confess our sin, trusting in the abundant grace of God. Take a moment for serious reflection. Holy God, you search us and you know us. We are acquainted with all of our ways. We confess that our hearts are burdened by sin, our own sins, and the broken systems that bind us. We turn inward, failing to follow your outward way of love. We distrust those who are not like us. We exploit the earth and its resources, fail to consider generations to come. Forgive us, gracious God, for all that we have done and left undone. Even before the words are on our tongues, you know them. Receive them in your divine mercy. Amen. How vast is God's grace! Through the power and the promise of Christ Jesus, our sins are washed away. We are claimed as God's own beloved. Indeed, we are forgiven. In the wake of God's forgiveness, we are called to be the beloved community, living out Christ's justice and the Spirit's reconciling peace. Amen. So our hymn of praise for this day, approximately 4 minutes again, how great is our God, absorb it, and let it lift your spirits to heaven. How great is our God. Think about your life. What part that is for you?
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty. All the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our
God is worthy of our praise. Our salutation, the greeting between congregation and pastoral ministry. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Almighty God, by grace alone, you have called us and accept us in your service. Strengthen us by your Spirit and make us worthy of your call. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
First reading comes from Jonah, the third chapter, selected verses. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up and go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk, and he cried out, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on a sackcloth. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm is from 62, select verses, and this is the antiphon that you can carry with you throughout the week, one that's very, very simple to remember. God alone is my rock and my salvation. For God alone I wait in silence. Truly my hope is in God.
God alone is my rock and my salvation.
My stronghold, so that I shall never be shaken. In God is my deliverance and my honor. God is my rock and my refuge.
Put your trust in God always, O people.
O people,
pour out your hearts before the one who is our refuge.
God alone is my rock and my salvation. Those of high degree are but a fleeting breath. Those of low estate cannot be trusted. Place on the scales together, they weigh less than a breath.
Put no trust in extortion.
In robbery, take no empty pride.
Through the way wealth increases, set your heart not upon it.
God has spoken once, twice have I heard it, that power belongs to God. Steadfast love belongs to you, O Lord.
For you repay all according to their deeds. God alone is my rock and my salvation. Special music for this day, as we've been doing the last several weeks, is a selection, Awesome God. In the old days when we were doing Wonderful Wednesdays for 25 years, this was the theme song in the first half of the time for 5 years. Awesome God, the singer is the composer, Rich Mullins. Our God is an awesome God.
Putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord was wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
The night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. The mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above.
Awesome God. My hope and prayer is that 15, 20 years later, that the youth who are here, some 50, 60 on Wednesday nights, who sang that and shouted as loud as they could, remember and believe that. We continue with our second reading.
Second reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Brothers and sisters, the appointed time has grown short. From now on, let even those who have wives be as though they have none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as those that have no possessions. And those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it at all. For the present form of the world is passing away. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. The gospel for today is in the gospel which is of the year Mark, and it's from still chapter 1, verse 14. Glory to you, Lord. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Follow me. I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little bit further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. I should tell you, sons of Zebedee means sons of thunder. I bet you they could really cause a ruckus. Who were in their boat mending their nets. Immediately he called them. They left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men, and they followed Jesus too. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends, in Christ Jesus, God's grace, God's mercy, God's peace be with us this day. Amen. Two stories, the first one and the third lesson of the day. There are stories that can be embellished and kind of, conceptualized in a way that you can understand. So let's talk about it. And then the connective tissue is the second reading. We've got a situation here, Jonah. Most of you know the first part, but as the text says where it begins, this is not that first part. That is, Jonah is called by God to go do a mission task, to take the message of salvation to a people who are foreigners, who worshiped a different God, who were not only religiously different, they were politically and militarily the enemy, the Assyrians. Nineveh, capital city. Jonah, go to Nineveh, spare them, preach to them my word. Jonah says, heck if I'm doing that. Let them go to Hades. I'm going the other way. Of course, he boarded a boat. He didn't get very far before he was swallowed up in the fish, and that's where most people's Bible study stops. It has nothing to do with the fish. So don't even get stuck there. It's what follows with the text of today. Jonah has a change of mind after he's vomited up on the shore. I would have a change of mind too. Look, God has power over the seas, over the land. You can't escape God. So if any of you think you can escape God, forget it. You too might be thrown up by a fish. Not literally. Consequently, as he's on board an unsolicited mission journey, undesired commitment, he doesn't want to be there. He's on the shore. He gets to the city. Now, the city is a large city. We're told it's 3 days' walk across. Generally, I think they could walk further than we could in one day. So it's a good distance across the city's diameter. You know, that's the line across the center. So it probably has a couple hundred thousand people, Nineveh. And as Jonah's going, hey, spare yourself death and destruction, regretting every word he said. Repent, and my God will spare you. Grumble, grumble, grumble. Come on, Jonah, your heart's not in it. But I guess you're walking the steps. Consequently, they hear the message, mitigated by the Holy Spirit, they come to believe. They change, they repent. Change of heart, metanoia. That's the New Testament word for repentance. And God spares them. Yay, Jonah, your sermon worked. No, I don't want them to be spared. There's a third part. That's not today. You and I are called to be faithful Christians. We're called to be proclaimers. The Epiphany is about revealing Christ to the world. Most of us are kind of like Jonahs. In fact, we usually say Jonah was the first Lutheran. When God says, go and teach all nations, baptizing and teaching them my words, we said, let them come to Sunday school. We'll send them a bulletin. No, I'm not doing it, Lord. Why? Well, they don't want to hear it, right? Isn't that what you feel? We live in such a hostile world against the gospel. We're no longer the risk takers. We're the comfort people. Jonah wasn't a risk taker, but God threw him into the water, spewed him onto a shore, and sent him into the city and said, go. We, the church, of today, 2021, we must go because God commands it. First reading. Get to the second reading. When Cheryl read it, it kind of makes you think, wow, that was brief. Don't sneeze, don't close your eyes. Four sentences, four verses, 29 to 31. And it's just, its message is so cute because it's a message, stop whatever you're doing. I don't care if you're married. I don't care if you're in the Walmart. I don't care where you are, what you're doing, and what plans you're making. Stop them. Christ is coming any day. Get ready to serve him. Because this present form of the world is passing away. I think the church has lost its urgency. If there's a blessing of 2020 and 2021, it's all the material, political, all the structures we have trusted in are totally melting down upon us. Yeah. Powerless, aren't we? We understand that this world is temporary. This that we consider so secure is so temporal. And like the writer of Hebrews says, this is not home. We're passing through on a journey. We're pilgrims, sojourners on this path. Our home is heaven. Shake off the dust. Get out of this complacency, Church of Jesus Christ. You may have fallen asleep into a null and just kind of lulled into a passive state. And get your butt in gear. The Master is coming. We get to the gospel lesson. That was the connective tissue. Another story time. John is arrested. Not going into that today. But here comes the story. Jesus is just walking along. He doesn't have a search committee. He doesn't have an advanced team. He doesn't send out emails to who's going to be recruited for his team. He doesn't even know credentials. He just meets as he proclaims the kingdom is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. He meets Simon and Andrew walking along the seacoast. What a place to recruit. Everybody like going to the dregs. The lower line, because these fishermen are just considered socially and economically and intelligently the bottom of the ladder of life. He goes there, not to whistle or pass the time. He's recruiting. He sees Simon, he sees Andrew, people you and I would have walked by and said, oh, they're fishermen. Jesus says, hey, men, I want you on my team. He says, follow me, I'll make you fish for people. You have to chuckle at this story of the way Mark is in his urgency to proclaim Christ. Mark shrinks down time, as kind of like 2020 did, and gives us a disproportionate sense of time. It makes it seem like, wow, they didn't even get a profile. What's involved, Master? What are the benefits? What's the payout? How many days do I work? How many hours do I get off? And what if I get sick? No, nothing like that. Quit thinking humanly. Start thinking divinely. Follow me is all that's needed. Are you on or are you off? They were on. Jesus gets two more. Simon Andrew. Now, as he's walking on the coast, there is a competing firm of fishermen. Must have been a rather large group than the two brothers because it's the father, it's James and John, and other helpers, other employees, the text says. And so he comes upon this little conglomerate or business corporation that Dad owned, because Dad always owned everything. And Jesus says, hey, man, he doesn't even address Dad. You get this in the text? Talk about shrinkage of time and given little details. But you have to ask yourself, I wonder what else was going on. Don't worry, don't speculate. Take it for what it is. He goes to James and John. He eyes them. They're the kind of people he intuitively knows by the Spirit of God what their credentials will be and how they're going to be tested in their lifetime. He says to the many, follow me. And they do. They leave their father. Well, in Judaism, that's a no-no. Dad's the head of the whole household, wife and children. He calls the shots, not the kids. Not like today in America where the kids call the shots over the parents. This is the way it used to be. Father reigned over the family supremely. No higher court of appeals. But Jesus lets them do it. See, God is breaking order, social order, human tradition, to reach those who will be reachable with the story of his son. So they have left everything and they followed Jesus. And I don't like to be a little bird or a little mouse in the cloak of Jesus and hear the squabble back on the boat like, where the heck are those two going? So there's a chancel drama. That's a church drama. It was written several years ago. It was cute. It was called, what are we going to do with all these stinky fish, rotting fish? Because that's, you know, if you really want to get hung up on details, I would suggest, like, what are we going to do? They left all these fish here. We had to clean up the mess. Dear people of God, God's call may never come again to you or me, but it is here before us with the preaching of his word. Understand God when he comes to us. He doesn't say, well, you know, you can procrastinate. I'll come back in about a week or two. See what you say. No. It's immediate. Make a decision. Are you on with me? Or are you off? To understand that the kingdom of God is coming soon. Sooner now, after 2020, 2021, and whatever the rest of the year brings us. Than when we first believed. I share with you from Hymn of the Church, O Master, let me walk with you. Most of you know it when I speak the words. You will be able to sing the tune. O Master, let me walk with you. In lily paths of service true. Tell me your secret. Help me bear the strain of toil, the fret of care. Verse 2. Help me the slow of heart to move, that's the audience, by some clear winning word of love. Teach me the wayward feet to stay and guide them in the homeward way, that's heaven. Verse 3, teach me your patience, share with me a closer, dearer company. In work that keeps faith sweet and strong and trust that triumphs over wrong. Verse 4, last verse. And hope that sends a shining ray far down to future's broadening way. And peace that only you can give. With you, O Master, let me live. May the God of grace, who has called the church to action, not to sleepy or dying condition, bring our Savior and all the churches of this land to new life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I hope I shaved some time for the music. You'll see why. So our hymn of the day is a 5-minute selection. We can abort it, but I don't want to. It's Shine, Jesus, Shine. It's one of the favorite of the singing congregation of our Savior, our blue hymnal supplement. Shine, Jesus, Shine. Worship with us in Him.
Fill this land with the fire.
Wow. I hope the Spirit has set your heart on fire for Christ and the work Christ has set before us. Now we affirm our faith in this God who has revealed himself to us. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our prayers.
Guided by Christ, made known to the nations, let us offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all people in need. For the church throughout the world, for pastors and teachers, for deacons and deaconesses, and for musicians and servers, that all proclaim the good news of God's reconciling love, let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
For skies and seas, for birds and fish, for favorable weather and clean water, and for the well-being of creation, that God raise up advocates and scientists to guide our care for all the earth. Let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
For those who provide leadership in our cities and around the world, for nonprofit and non-governmental organizations, for planning commissions and homeless advocates, that God inspire all people in just use of wealth, let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
For those who are sick, distressed, or grieving, for the outcasts and all who await relief, that in the midst of suffering, God's peace and mercy surround them, let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
For the congregation and community, for families big and small, for the organizations that meet here during the week, that God's steadfast love serve as a model for all relationships. Let us pray.
Hear us, O God.
In the thanksgiving of our ancestors and in the faith of whose lives serve as an example of gospel living, that they point us to salvation through Christ, let us pray.
Have mercy, O God. And gracious God, from amidst our people here at Our Savior, we raise up for you Maria Rompf, Joe Coulthart, Elvira Coulthart, Donna Taylor, Ray Shanosky, Don Chittister, and myself facing some tests and perhaps surgery later on in February. May God be with all, Lord, with pandemic. As the numbers keep rising and deaths keep accumulating, Lord, make us wise to use what medicine tells us and science, and break the stubborn streak of those in this nation, Lord, who defy it. Merciful God, hear the prayers of your people, spoken and unspoken, for the sake of the one who dwells among us, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We continue in the prayer he taught us.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This part of the service, we thank those who have been making regularly their contributions for the ongoing ministry of our Savior. You see, you're not giving
to our Savior giving through us. We support the ministries globally through the ELCA, through the Synod, Southeast Michigan, and through local opportunities in this area, in this community. So be mindful, to be faithful, be stewards of what God has entrusted with you. The simple rule is proportionate, based upon what you receive, give proportionally back to the Lord and the work of God's people. Radio this day is sponsored again in honor and recognition of Ann McRae's birthday. Next week, the praise team takes over leadership. They're giving Cheryl, Hope, and I a week off. They will be doing the broadcast, and we will be sponsoring, Cheryl and I, the anniversary, our 46th anniversary, on that day that you worship and hear the broadcast. In February the 7th, Mary Patterson has sponsored it for her son. February 14th, Dorothy Schess has done it in memory of her family members. Please note, it is published in the e-letter. The rest of the Sundays are open for the year, so please sponsor. Today's birthday is Elizabeth Kilborn. Coming this week, Debbie Cauley, Ann McRae, and Don Chittister. So if you can communicate with them, wish them Godspeed and blessings. We want you to hear the offering hymn. Tried to make time for these. And it is "In Christ Alone." You'll love it. We always do when we hear it. 3 minutes.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God and helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. Body lay, light of the world in darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his. And he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man could ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
Christ alone.
O God, receive these gifts as you receive us, like a mother receives her child with arms open wide. Nourish us anew in your tender care and empower us in faithful service to tend to others with this same love. Through Jesus Christ, our saving grace.
Amen.
Amen.
My hope and prayer is that the music grabs you and moves you, that the word stirs you and you're set afire and stimulated, not just, oh, another good sermon, Pastor, but something that moves you to do something different this week about your faith. And keep in mind, if you like these broadcasts, that you will recommend the podcast to friends and family. You don't have to go to Nineveh to be a witness. You don't have to be swallowed up by a great fish. You can just invite people to turn and come and hear. That's the come and hear. Here's what I've been waiting for. It took me a long time to find the CD. It just came about 6 weeks ago from Perry Como. Ave Maria. And we got words. Had a TV program in the early 60s when I first heard Ave Maria. It was a strange stuff. I actually believed in Christ and I grew to know what that meant. So Ave Maria as we go out, but if keep it low the volume, Cheryl, if you'll speak the blessing.
God the Creator, strengthen you. Jesus the Beloved, fill you. And the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, keep you in peace.
Amen.
Go in peace, be the light of Christ.
Thanks be to God. We close this place.
patis nostre. In ora mortis, mortis nostre. In ora mortis nostre. Ave Maria.
Each and every one of you. Today is the best day. Tomorrow will be the best day. We hope that you take a little bit of this with you this week. It's going to be a fantastic week. Remember us in prayer as we remember you in prayer.
You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church. Begins each Sunday at 8:30 here on WPHM, Port Huron.